Untitled, Elder Joseph L. Worthlin, Joseph L. Worthlin, Conference Report, October 1942, pages 36-37, I sincerely trust, my brethren, that the same spirit that has guided and inspired those who have spoken to us during this conference may guide and direct me the moment or two that I stand before you. I have been deeply impressed with the spirit of prophecy and revelation that has characterized this conference, and why shouldn't there be a spirit of prophecy and revelation? For we declare to the world, we believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God. This declaration of faith is wholly consistent and compatible with the Lord's dealing with His children on the earth whenever the priesthood has been bestowed upon man, declared Amos of ancient times, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants the prophets. The writer of Proverbs declared, where there is no vision, the people perish. It is needless to go into the annals of history to prove definitely that where there has been no vision, no revelation, and no prophecy, the people have indeed perished. In the days of Moses and Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Peter, and Paul, revelation was in the present tense. Consequently, doubters, disbelievers, critics, and those who stoned the prophets were to be found in great numbers, and time alone has proved the validity and the authenticity of the revelations of the Most High to His servants in all dispensations. We declare to the world that we do not only believe all that God has revealed, but we believe that He does now reveal His mind and will to those who are His chosen servants upon the earth today. And yet there are those who propound this question, what of present-day revelations? Is God actually revealing His mind and will to those who guide and direct the destiny of His church? To such I would say that they are seekers of a sign, and as the writer of Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We can point out many instances wherein the Lord is revealing His mind and will to those who have been anointed to guide and direct the destiny of this great work. 7 years have elapsed since the presidency of the church requested stakes, wards, and priesthood quorums to set in motion the great welfare program. Well do I recall there were those among us who doubted that such a plan was necessary and feasible, for, on one hand, those in governmental positions advised and counseled the people to destroy food surpluses, farmers were paid for crops that were not produced, and yet in the face of such counsel and advice the leadership of the church admonished us to produce greater abundances of foods and to erect storehouses wherein this food could be stored. There have since been erected milk processing plants, grain elevators, and sowing centers which afford sufficient food, fuel, clothing, and shelter to care for every worthy member of the church in case of an emergency. 7 years of plenty, of abundance, are about to come to an end, and we may face 7 years of leanness and the possibility of famine. The best authorities in the United States are now indicating that a food shortage for the year 1943 is not a remote possibility due to several conditions, too many to enumerate at this time. In retrospect, we can all go back in our minds and consider the counsel of the brethren with reference to this matter and observe present-day conditions, which definitely prove that the welfare program was the mind and the will of the Lord made known through the power of inspiration and modern-day revelation to His people. With the passing of time, as was the case with the declarations given Moses on Sinai for the children of Israel, the leadership of this people will be vindicated in all of their admonishments to the people, and man will again be convinced that the Lord has and does reveal His mind and will to the prophets of modern times. The message of the first presidency delivered to the people in April of this year and the message delivered this morning are revelations to the people, for they contain all of those great truths which are compatible with the mind and will of our Heavenly Father. I am grateful to say that when instructions are given by the first presidency of the church and the quorum of the 12, there comes to mind the revelation given to the prophet Joseph Smith, wherein the Lord had this to say when His servant spoke to the people, and whatsoever they shall speak when moved upon by the Holy Ghost shall be scripture, shall be the will of the Lord, shall be the voice of the Lord and the power of God unto salvation. There is a test for modern day revelation, the same test Jesus Christ invited those who heard His teachings to apply, for said He, my doctrine is not mine, but is that sent me. If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. As leaders in Israel, brethren, we should accept wholeheartedly modern-day revelation as presented to the people by His chosen servants, applying it in our lives to the end that we shall be a shining example to all of those who come under our direction, admonishing the people that they, too, can know of the doctrine, modern-day revelation, by following the admonition of the Lord when He declared, therefore, if you will ask of Me you shall receive, if you will knock it shall be opened unto you. Now, As you have asked, behold, I say unto you, keep my commandments, and seek to bring forth and establish the cause of Zion, seek not for riches but for wisdom, and, behold, the mysteries of God shall be unfolded unto you, and then shall you be made rich. Behold, he that hath eternal life is rich, and eternal life can only be achieved, brethren, not alone by obeying the principles of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but by hearkening unto the advice and counsel of those who are in authority that come to us as modern-day revelation. May God bless us, strengthen us, that we may ever be loyal and devoted to these servants of the Lord, sustaining them in all that they request us to do. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.